Thank you for joining us to learn more about the top U.S. dermatology residency programs. With us today is Dr. Jae-Shin Wu, Director of Dermatology Research at the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Wu, what criteria were used to determine the top U.S. dermatology residency programs, and how can dermatology residents and physicians interpret these rankings?
Thank you, Melissa, for inviting me to give a talk about how we made these rankings. So just to give you some background, the U.S. News and World Report generally does not include dermatology in their rankings. So we made some rankings in the past, and so we've further made some adjustments to those rankings for this study. We looked at five main criteria that we deemed were to be the most reflective of academic achievement based in 2008. And so those five criteria are amount of NIH funding, number of faculty lectures given at five society meetings, publications, amount of Dermatology Foundation funding, and the number of faculty members who are on the editorial boards of six dermatology journals. For each of these five, we assigned a score from 1 to 0 for each of these factors. So, for example, if we look at publications, so the program with the highest number of publications was assigned a score of 1, and the program with the lowest number of publications was assigned a score of 0. The programs in between were subsequently assigned scores from 0 to 1 based on the number of publications as a percent of the number of publications from the program with the highest publications. So we did that for all five of these factors. So we did a weighted ranking scheme to try to rank these based on what we thought was the relative importance of each of these factors. We felt that NIH funding, publications, and number of lectures were relatively more important than Dermatology Foundation funding and membership on editorial boards. Just to clarify, we used the annual meetings of the American Academy of Dermatology, the Society of Investigative Dermatology, the American Society of Dermatopathology, Society of Pediatric Dermatology, and the American Society of Dermatologic Surgery. We wanted to get a broad range of specialties within dermatology. We did something similar with the dermatology journals as well in terms of the editorial boards, and these included the Journal of the Investigative Dermatology, Archives of Dermatology, which is now known as JAMA Dermatology, Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, Dermatologic Surgery, Journal of Cutaneous Pathology, and Pediatric Dermatology. So after ranking all the programs based on these five criteria, we found that the top five programs were University of California, San Francisco, Northwestern University, University of Pennsylvania, Yale University, and Stanford University. So it should come as no surprise that these top programs that we found were generally regarded as some of the most prestigious programs in the country. We should say, though, however, that these rankings are based solely on scholarly activity and not necessarily how well they train residents. There are certainly other important aspects of a program, such as commitment to teaching and commitment to patient care, and these are obviously much more difficult to quantify numerically. So even though there may be many excellent residency programs not listed in this article as a top program, they still may provide excellent training for residents and for patient care. One of the limitations of the study is that we did not choose all potential factors to rank these programs. Some of these factors that we could have chosen, but we did not include in-training examination scores from the American Board of Dermatology, actual boards passing rates, percent of residents who receive fellowships or academic appointments. So prospective students who are interested in dermatology residencies and program directors can use this as a relative scale to see which programs are best for academic practice in the future. So if a student is interested in faculty position sometime in the future and they feel that they would like to publish papers, give lectures, write grants, they may be more inclined to go to one of these top programs. However, if the applicant is more inclined for a small community practice and private practice, they may not necessarily need to look at these rankings to help determine what would be best for their future career.
Thank you, Dr. Wu, for your discussion of your recent ranking of dermatology residency programs. For more information, access Dr. Wu's article in the October 2014 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.